Welcome back inside our locker room chats. It's now time to talk about the Blue Jay football with head coach Garrett Michael on FM 103.9 KNZA. Johnny came back with you, and last week, this about the Blue Jays played host to Holton. Played well for the first half. Third quarter, though, Holton scored 27 unanswered and ultimately wins 41-17. So, coach, just what did you see there on Friday night?
Well, I thought we really played hard. I thought we had excellent effort. Put just a little bit different game plan in defensively, and I thought our kids did a great job of trying to execute that. It's hard to do that when, you know, Holton's ran their offense for years and you're trying to stop them in 2 days. But our kids responded with that, and I thought, first half, I thought our offense played really well. I thought our defense, you know, got a stop here and there, and you're in the ball game. First half, and then the third quarter, we didn't think we played very well in the second half, and then we watched film, and it was just one-on-one tackles and things like that that we missed. We were in the right places that we maybe didn't think we were, and watching film, we were happier after watching film than we were before, and so it's just not making the play when it's presented to us, and that's the only thing that we're short on right now, and I think we're getting better at that.
Yeah, I know one thing you always preach about is getting better each and every week. Well, last week, I know you mentioned before we went on air here that you felt like the offense played one of their best games or most complete games, I guess you would say, here of this year. What did you see from your offense there on Friday night that had you happy and excited about what you saw?
Well, we ran our base, our base stuff really well. I thought up front we played better than we have, and so we're starting to come around there with our guys that haven't had a lot of Friday night experience, and now that's out the gate because they've had four games under their belt. So we're starting to see improvement there, and our backs are running hard. We haven't had a fumble yet on the ground with our running backs, and so that's things that's made me proud. Matthew has audibled correctly every time he's audible. Now he's starting to throw the ball well, and so that's given us a different dynamic. And when you can put those two things together and have three penalties again two weeks in a row, then we're starting to mature as a football team, and that's all you can ask right now.
You've had a couple of home games back-to-back, and now this week you'll hit the road as you're going to travel to Rock Creek. We'll talk about the matchup, coach, when we come back. This is the Sabetha Blue Jays Locker Room Chat. Welcome back inside. This is about the Blue Jays locker room chat. We're still talking with head coach Garrett Michael, brought to you by C&K Service, Garrett Country Mart, and Sailor Insurance Office. And, well, coach, after two straight home games, you hit the road. You go to Rock Creek. They're a team that really a little bit different than some of the opponents you faced here the last couple of weeks. So what do you look at here with this spread offense of Rock Creek?
Well, it's just like we talked about at the beginning of the year. You know, our schedule gets us ready for the playoffs. You're going against, double tight. Week one and week, three, and then you're going against a little bit of spread week two, and now all of a sudden now we're really spread, one back, no back, and quads and all that stuff. So it just gives your secondary and your back seven a chance to do some things and play hopefully with our skill. And I feel like, it's just a matchup that's not, we're not banging heads every play. And I do feel like our guys are more hard-nosed after last week than they were at the beginning of the week. And so that's going to help us up front against them with the pass rush. But Rock Creek does what they do. They've got athletes. They're not very big up front, but they don't have to block very long because he gets the ball out of his hands quickly.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that, coach. Is this matchup against Rock Creek and the way they spread things out, is this maybe more of a better matchup, do you feel like, in some ways for your guys? The simple fact, it's kind of like what you saw there in week two against Riverside as far as you can get your athletes and let them go to work there on defense?
I don't know if it's a better matchup. Just because, we saw the run game in week one. Then we saw the pass game in week two, and then week three is, a little bit of both, and week four is smash mouth, and now all of a sudden you got to go back, and it's night and day, and again, teams only have 2 days to prepare for that. And so when you're trying to run downhill with 11 guys against Holton, now you're trying to run uphill with eight guys against Rock Creek. And it's just a different dynamic, and it's a total mindset. But our guys have done a great job this week of looking at film, looking at the game plan on Monday, and we really had a great practice yesterday as far as communication and knowing, the things that we're going to do against them. So I'm really proud of them right now.
Yeah, and something. One final thing I was going to ask you about, Coach. I know the leadership is something big that you always preach about, just having that within your program. How do you feel like the leadership is of your group right now here after the first four games of the season?
Excellent. Couldn't be happier with the seniors and their attitude. The world, as we watch it, they only look at the scoreboard at the end of the game, and they only look at your record, and then they just go, oh. But we're seeing it. We're showing them. We constantly talk about, I never say, hey, our goal is to win X amount of games. Our goal is not to lose at home, or our goal is to be state champions. Our goal is to get better every day. And I think they see that. And when you can see it, then when I say getting better every day is successful, then they feel like they're being successful. And I hope they feel that way, because that's the way our coaching staff feels about them right now.
Well, hey, Coach, certainly wish you the best of luck here coming up this week against Rock Creek, but thank you so much, as always, for taking the time. We certainly appreciate it.
Hey, thank you.
All right, Coach, thank you. Garrett Michael, head coach of the Sabetha Blue Jays, joining us on our Locker Room Chats, brought to you by C&K Service, Garrett Country Mart, and Sailor Insurance Office on FM 103.9 KNZA.